Blog Talk Radio.
The final days.
Oh, yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this very precious opportunity. Yes, this very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again. These very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing and for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that unto his cause I have some very important, he has some very important things for him that I must do. And because of what I must do, he told me that indeed I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me, my brothers and sisters, that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. For he told me, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters, and may it be that in this night we speak the words of truth. That the words of truth be heard, my brothers and sisters, that we indeed give honor to what is truly a holy day unto the Most High, that we seek all the pure, perfect will of the one, my brothers and sisters, who would make us one. For to seek any less than the pure, perfect will of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is far from a covenant. I said to seek anything less than the pure, perfect will of the Most High is far from a covenant. Such multitude of partialities, creating so many divisions. Well, there's a reason why Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything I command you. For to seek less, my brothers and sisters, is only a multitude of divisions. It has caused so many to think themselves wise after mass worldly confusion and indecision. It has caused many, my brothers and sisters, to esteem themselves wise in an indiscriminate world, seeking comfort, my brothers and sisters. Oh, yes. So often, my brothers and sisters, seeking comfort amidst those, my brothers and sisters, who are also complicit with the darkness. It's time we wake up and understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why Messiah said, your righteous must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. For a multitude of divergent leaders who cannot even see peace among themselves, who cannot cast out every lie, who themselves are brothers and sisters after their multitude of difference are complicit with so many illusions that they cannot tell the whole truth. Brothers and sisters, they cannot be peace unto you. They are not your Savior. And I'll say it again. The multitude of your rulers, speaking a multitude of different ideas, refusing to tell all that is the Holy Spirit requires of mankind, cannot be your saviors, my brothers and sisters. Most High never said that any of the fallen stasis seeds of man, never any of the fallen status quo of man, he never said that any of them would be salvation to his people. He never said he would confirm any of these vanities which cannot fully appease and please his will. For my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not deny himself. He will bring to bear all that he has spoken. He requires of this world all that he has spoken. And my brothers and sisters, they are only to be counted and confirmed true unto him who seek all that is his plan and will speak it and will walk after it to understand it and obey it and cooperate in it. For my brothers and sisters, this is the law of the Most High, and nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is the gospel. We are told, first command of all, hear, O Israel, the Most High, your Most High is one. The very fact, my brothers and sisters, we must seek and love him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, that we all show genuine love to our brother, leaving none to miss the point. Required, my brothers and sisters, that rather than us always seeking to argue with one another, we should first seek to seek the whole truth. to seek to attain in the Holy Spirit all that the Most High requires, that we have been beneficent one to another. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is the gospel. Nothing less is the covenant. All this complicity of man, my brothers and sisters, seeking to preserve the multitude of their differences, is defiance against the holy name. Let me repeat this. Man seeking to maintain his defiance against the perfect will of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant. Man discerning, looking around us, if we see any differences among us with regard to the holy name, with regard to what is the commandments of the Most High, with regard to what we call his faith, let us realize, my brothers and sisters, that faith is not after a multitude of diverse contentions and confusion. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is not a multitude of man's misconceptions. When the scripture says salvation is by faith, it's not after the diverse ideals of many. It's after the will of one. And since your rulers, my brothers and sisters, all this time have not been able, my brothers and sisters, to resolve the multitude of their differences, there's one whom the Most High says who will. Since your rulers over the course of all this time have not been able to annihilate the massive lies, but only have made, my brothers and sisters, affiliations and associations and differences against the Most High, mocking him. Even my brothers and sisters seeking to be esteemed by men at divine expense. You heard me? I said at divine expense. None of these, my brothers and sisters, after none of these will the Most High be pleased. He has said that he would send a faithful ally, one that he chose, to perform all that is his will. I said to perform all that is his pleasure, something the rulers have not done. For your rulers, my brothers and sisters, would not even tell you what is Rishon Aharon. They would never tell you, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High declared from the very beginning, eternal. And my brothers and sisters, in so doing, they've only led the people along crooked paths in which there can never be peace. All this is written. How many are ready to discern it? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. They never tell you what the Most High declared from the beginning as the expectation eternal until all peace shall come. And I'm telling you what the Most High told me directly. He said, until I see everything that he has forsworn and declared brought to pass, he said, keep looking. Well, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has forsworn is an end of Babylon, an end of all confusion, an end of all misrepresentation, an end to every lie, an end to every pretense. Did I say an end, my brothers and sisters, to every form of misrepresentation, misorientation, misadministration, liar? Well, let me say it then, my brothers and sisters. For till our people have discerned beyond all the contentions of man, my brothers and sisters, we have not yet attained to purpose. Till we have discerned beyond all the diverse contentions of man, we have defied the holy covenant and have not walked truly unto the Most High. For in him there is no contention. In him there is no controversy. In him there is no confusion. In him there is no misperception. In him there is no misconception. In him there is no misimagination. In him, my brothers and sisters, there's only the truth. If all walk after the pure and perfect will of the Most High, I got news for you. There can be only peace. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have gathered their so-called licenses to preach from these institutions, these seminaries, that they can take their courses from institutions, that they gather a piece of paper that they can take to any institution out there and sit back and say that they have a license to preach. Wherever they be accepted. My brothers and sisters, doesn't this tell you that in the multitude of contentions that they uphold, as if the Most High, in his holiness and his righteousness and his oneness and his unchanging nature, dare they say the Most High has no law? That they can be lawless? That they can bribe, fatally flatter you? And still men believe, my brothers and sisters, they are righteous men? It means, my brothers and sisters, those who gave them the license, that in that institution, my brothers and sisters, was never about absolution, was never true to the one Most High. My brothers and sisters, in discerning this fact, what you need to realize, my brothers and sisters, those who govern behind your pulpits, who sit upon the thrones in this world, complicit with every polytheist difference imaginable, my brothers and sisters, they are not your saviors. They cannot and are not true to the kingdom of the one Most High. And the ones who are sitting by your behind your pulpit to call themselves pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders, my brothers and sisters, they are not the church. Did you hear me? They are worldly men. They can't deliver you from the misconceits of this world. They are complicit under state constraints that have given license to all their varying differences. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they seek license from an indiscriminate system. My brothers and sisters, they cannot show you the Savior. They are not the Savior. For if you discern what the Savior comes to do, you will discern that it is to deliver you from all the lies that they tell you. It is to deliver you from all the constraints of the title that they would have you put upon yourself, far short of his own. My brothers and sisters, they hide from you the Savior. My brothers and sisters, how do they do this? But by preserving the pretense, I said the pretense, that they are. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's time to discern the truth. Scriptures tell us that in the early days, the time that was called Great Tribulation, I said was, long ago, kind of the prophesied Great Tribulation. Messiah talked about how in those immediate times, Matthew 24, immediate times after the destruction of Jerusalem, would come what he called Great Tribulation. Murderous times that would not cease, my brothers and sisters, till they slaughtered all those who knew the truth, all those who would speak it. Matthew 24 speaks of it. Did you hear me? Revelation 6 speaks of it. Scripture said there would be no place for those who sought righteousness to hide. Amos 8, 11 to 12 said men would go at that for a time would look for the truth, the word of the Most High, and would not be able to find it. Revelation 6 talks about the slaughtering of the saints. Did you hear me? And the scripture says, till were slaughtered the rest of the brethren who were true. Even as those who of old were faithful had been slaughtered. Messiah said that after this time of the slaughtering of those who believed, none to help, it says in Isaiah 59. No intercessor, no one to defend those who would turn toward righteousness. Scripture says that would be a time in which, my brothers and sisters, there's only been a rise of false prophets. Unchecked liars after the same institutionality that murdered so many saints, that murdered millions, my brothers and sisters, who know the truth. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that such an institution that would enforce mass intrusion and illusion, governing behind the pulpits and wickedness, i.e. lawlessness. My brothers and sisters, you really think that's the church? You need to wake up and understand. They murdered it. Yes, you heard me. Early centuries, they murdered the church. If the scriptures tell you in Psalms 2, Psalms 14, Psalm 53, It says, none righteous, no, not one. And that's the arena that Messiah returns to, that he must restore a covenant, because he does not find one amidst men. I hope you heard me. Scripture says in Isaiah 54, Isaiah 8th chapter, that for a time, because the Most High saw only atrocities, he hid his face from men. Dare men say that they saw it? That they truly saw it according to fully all with which he is pleased. My brothers and sisters, the Most High turns his face. Nobody can see it. Certainly not my brothers and sisters off their own power. Most High reveals himself to who he will. But the question to ask is, when he reveals himself, how many are diligent enough? I said again, how many are diligent enough to seek all that is his will? If your rulers are contentious, if your rulers are diverse in their ideals, if in the multitude of their differences, the multitude of their pretenses, their partialities, their perversions, their pollutions, they cannot declare the way of peace. Listen to me. The word in Hebrew for peace declares what is pure and perfect, complete. Like I said, if everybody taught everything that's contained in the scriptures, purely and completely as initially was intended, there could never have been anything else but peace. Well, in the multitude of their partialities, they call them multitude of denominations. Political, social, national, and cultural differences. My brothers and sisters, do you think the Most High is pleased to call such infirmity worthy unto honoring his name, in which none of these differences exist? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why Messiah said you must be righteous, you must receive that of your leaders. Because my brothers and sisters, in their self-righteous blind and self-righteous zeal, and the multitude of their selfish ambitions, their double-mindedness seeking to preserve first pulpits and thrones. My brothers and sisters, it is not possible to have agreement with the one Most High. He said, your rights must exceed that of your leaders. He said, till heaven and earth pass away, not one, in other words, get the point, till all false rule over this earth is no more. Not one jot nor dash of his law shall pass away till all shall be fulfilled. If your leaders seek in any way to abolish or discredit any way what is divine law, that you do not seek to understand fully what is divine reasoning, my brothers and sisters, that disrespect can cause you to lose the hope of gaining your soul. He said your righteousness must exceed their differences, their partialities, their pollutions, their irreverence, their disrespect. The lack of discerning, my brothers and sisters, the absolution that the Most High has declared eternal. Your rights must exceed this, or else you should not enter the kingdom of Yah. You'll never know, my brothers and sisters, the Most High as he is. And after the multitude of these differences, you will never know his peace. He said, if any man, my brothers and sisters, he said, if any man seek to deceive his brother, I would say any institutions, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, church, nation, doesn't make any difference. If anyone, my brothers and sisters, seek to deceive mankind, not to seek all that's contained in the law and the prophets, he shall in no case, the scriptures say, enter the kingdom of Yah, and he is guilty even unto hellfire, bent toward destruction. I don't think that's a path, my brothers and sisters, that a wise man would seek to take. Why, brothers and sisters, must you seek beyond them? You must seek beyond them, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High has already said to set his people free that he must utterly humiliate, expose, and annihilate, totally purify out from and destroy from the midst of his temple all those, my brothers and sisters, prefer to hide the truth from you, that you esteem them rather than Yah. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters. I said they did not tell you. They should have. They didn't tell you the expectation, the hope, and the promise of the one called Shiloh. They didn't explain to you all the titles in the scripture that Messiah holds. If you knew those titles, and knew what is expected in his appearance. A brother and sister, you would have always known to seek beyond the anomalies of their differences. Most High didn't create this world for it to be divided by men in their multitude of selfish predispositions. He created mankind, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning. He created his people, Israel, ultimately be a people that honor him in one consent. All agreed. Zephaniah 3:13 said, they shall speak no lies, no deceitful tongue among them. They shall do no iniquity. And it is this people that he will preserve unto himself. He didn't say he preserved any man's misimaginations. He didn't say he preserved any man's misconceits. He didn't say he preserved any man's misperceptions. They didn't get them from him. My brothers and sisters, when Scripture said you must overcome the world, it means, my brothers and sisters, you must seek the Most High himself. For faith, the Scripture says, come by hearing a word from Yah, for not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have heard the preaching, my brothers and sisters, of a word directly from on high that is not divided by any of the constraints or differences of the nations. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not be destabilized, nor will he change, nor will he be constrained, nor will he be forever robbed by the varying differences of men who set up obstacles, causing men to consider themselves wise after depreciated standards. Listen to me when I say this. Most High has already declared what all his people must agree with. Pray you will understand that. I say again, he did not say that he would uphold anybody else's idea of a covenant. He will only confirm with his name what is true to all that he himself has decreed. Everything else, my brothers and sisters, is false worship. Everything else is unbelief. Everything else, my brothers and sisters, is an idol. Yes, and I mean all your leaders that, my brothers and sisters, have been elected after the constraints of an indiscriminate society, people fatally flattered to consider themselves wise after a worldly status quo that denies the whole truth. The Scripture said, my brothers and sisters, because in Isaiah 41:21, said, because your leaders can never tell you what the Most High declared from the beginning in purity and completion, they are ungodly men. They will all be exposed as abomination, as are also those who follow them. He said, you must exceed, my brothers and sisters. They're unrighteous. You must discern the truth they hid from you. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, to bring all things to remembrance, to declare, my brothers and sisters, what you should expect in the future. My brothers and sisters, did they tell you the Messiah really said in all effect, your righteousness must exceed that, my brothers and sisters, of your leaders, because to all false rule over this earth is no more. All his law shall stand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, what he means. He says, the grass withers, the flower fades, and though all flesh be as the fading flower in the grass, my brothers and sisters said, his word endures forever. His words, his thoughts are not like the thoughts of men. His words, his thoughts shall perform all that for which he has sent them. And it shall not return to him void. Men have declared a multitude of differences. Do you think the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has covenanted them all? Men have described and declared the Most High, declared what they say is the will of the Most High. After all manner of misimaginings that you can possibly imagine, all manner of immaturity, all manner of hasty conclusions. Do you think the Most High agrees with such? Think again. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter says he will not deny himself. Before he denies himself or robs himself of anything that he said he would bring to bear, he said he would deny us. Therefore, we must seek, my brothers and sisters, become workmen, complete unto all good works that need not be reproved. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand what Scripture says in Acts 3:18-23. He comes to the restitution, if you will, the remembrance restoration. Bringing again to mind, brothers and sisters, and call men into account with regard to everything that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, those who were true to him. I didn't say those who speak a tainted word. By the mouth of his holy prophets, those who have spoken the truth of his word according to a pure, perfect, complete testimony. That's what it means. It even says prophet. Sometimes prophet is related to it, the same word, but they were used for prophet or prophesy. It means a testimony many times. And he sends prophets, my brothers and sisters, to speak what others would not. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. Have all your rulers sought to tell you? My brothers and sisters, he said, when he comes to speak everything the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began, say, who will not hearken to that prophet? Who will not hearken to his testimony? Will be cut off from among the people. Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? That means that faith in him has to be beyond a multitude of confusing differences. A multitude of confusing differences among your rulers. Faith, my brothers and sisters, has to be asking the Most High for the truth that they do not tell, for the good of us all. You may argue and contend among one another, but my brothers and sisters, far wiser would we be to ask the Most High, my brothers and sisters, what is missing in our thinking. That we have the power, at least, to declare it. What did he tell his disciples? Became his, called apostles, living epistles, if you will, those upon whom the Most High had his law written upon their minds and hearts, that they may go forth and preach it. He told them in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, the testimony from on high, the precepts, jurisdiction, and principles from on high that the Most High had given Messiah himself. He said, go forth and teach all nations. Convert. Make disciples of all nations. Didn't say the teacher a different word according to the constraints of their rulers. He said, go forth and teach all nations. Convert all nations. Make disciples. Hey, disciples unto him as King of Kings. All nations. That sounds like exceeding your rulers, my brothers and sisters. Jew and Gentile alike. And he said, teach them everything that he commands, everything that he instructs. How else shall my brothers and sisters, prepare for him? Who will judge mankind according to whether or not we seek all his will. It's time to realize the truth, my brothers and sisters. Your rulers are not the Savior. Your rulers who established their various pulpits and thrones, nations and denominations. If they told you what the Most High said he would do from the beginning, you would understand that the Gospel of Shiloh, this web on my website, hiddengospel.com, that's an article that you might want to look at. In fact, I know, my brothers and sisters, that you can't survive without these truths. What I call the Gospel of Shiloh, Genesis 49. Wow. There's a need to examine it closely. Genesis 49, 1 through 8 to 12. The patriarch Israel. He called his sons together to declare what was going to be their condition, was promised concerning them in the last days, where he in so many ways related what would be the state of each of the various tribes that were the children of his sons. He spoke of one that comes out of the tribe of Judah. I said last days, a lawgiver, one who brings peace, one who brings reconciliation. The kind of reconciliation that your leaders are more concerned about their pulpits and thrones can never teach. A lawgiver, one who brings peace, prince of peace, out of the tribe of Judah. I said last days. Hmm. Scripture comes and says it comes as a law given, and unto him shall all the nations, all the people gather. All the tribes gather. It even goes as far as to say that unto him shall be given the primacy, because that one, my brothers and sisters, is the one unto whom all his brothers, yes, even all his brothers shall seek. Scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance to the glory of Yah, his Father. My brothers and sisters, understand what this means. I know men have created a whole lot of institutions and compel men to call them wise. But if the Most High declares one beyond all those who men have elected, if the Most High elects and chooses one above all that men have elected in their differences, our brothers and sisters, whoever is unwilling to accept the one, the testimony of the one, that the Most High sends, that all his people shall call upon his name, swear by his name, make an oath unto his name, be avowed unto his name, after one consent, whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not work to fulfill that purpose and will not humble themselves beyond all misconceits unto that purpose, my brothers and sisters, shall not partake in the kingdom of Yah. Truth is what it is, my brothers and sisters. I said the truth of what it is, because the Most High has promised in this world peace. There's a need to examine. Zephaniah 3:8. Messiah said he would give his people a pure language, a pure doctrine, that all should call upon him with one consent. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, the reason why the Most High does this? Because, let's just say, his consternation at seeing so much mass misrepresentation has come to a head, my brothers and sisters. I said it's come to a head. And the Most High said that he would establish in this world a king. Psalms 110. Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Meaning the Most High wants in this earth a king. He has foreordained in this world a king. King above all kings. And my brothers and sisters, scriptures relate that all are incensed against the primacy that the Most High has promised him shall be ashamed. Sit thou at my right hand, he says, Most High says to his son, so I make thy enemies thy footstool. Thou art priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Oh, how about after the promise, the confirmation that was made by Melchizedek? That all the enemies, my brothers and sisters, the children of faith, hey, the children of Abraham, all they are who are enemies against trust in the oneness, that the pure, perfect oneness that Abraham trusted when he confirmed and walked after the Most High according to the command. The Most High told him what? Walk after him and be perfect. He said he'd make him a father, a blessing unto all nations. He did not say after imperfection. My brothers and sisters, every imperfect and partial standard is just another division. Every imperfect and partial standard of which men cannot reason together, my brothers and sisters, is the result of men not discerning one basic fact. I said it's the result of men not discerning one basic fact. Everything the Most High says reinforces all else that he has spoken. To know what is said and not know why it is said is not to recognize the mass implications. My brothers and sisters, just realize this, that the truth cannot deny the truth. Light cannot deny light. So often men have not understood the truth when it came to them because they didn't understand the formative truth they had, if they ever had it in the first place. If you understand that the eventuality declared in the scriptures, as the Most High told all his faithful ones, is that this Babylon would cease, all this misrepresentation would cease, that he would humiliate and destroy out of the temple all those who misrepresent his law. If he understood that to be an absolution, that he would subdue all kings by a righteous word, and even a righteous one who cast out every lie, who reveals the truth the world would obscure, who cast out all the darkness, and even all those my brothers and sisters who hide the truth, for a faithful minister of Yah to teach you all things. Most High calls it hypocrisy otherwise, and that they are dissimulate, misrepresentative of the Holy Spirit. But Most High said that by his spirit, he commands his true prophets, our brothers and sisters, to teach the truth and not to hide it. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the only way you have these 45,000 denominations across 280 nations, 19 world religions, intermingled amongst what so many say is faith in the one Most High. My brothers and sisters, the only way you have this is because so many of your leaders have lied. Isaiah 44:20 says, their imagination is dull, their discretion is dull, they cannot deliver themselves nor see beyond how what they've trusted in their right hand has been falsehood. It says, Messiah must come to prove all this foolish. Messiah must come to declare what indeed, my brothers and sisters, is a firm foundation upon which a true city unto the Most High can be rebuilt. It says, Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, as a shepherd to lead the people in the way in which they should go according to what the Most High declared from the very beginning, eternal. If your leaders, my brothers and sisters, cannot do this, what are they? They can only lead you astray. If they can't tell you what the Most High declared from the beginning, nor what is the eventuality, whatever they tell you unto their own agendas can only, my brothers and sisters, result in mass illusions and contentions with which the Most High could never, ever, at any time, be pleased. He is all in everything that he is, eternal. Lee. Blessed are they who are humble to understand this. For the Most High told me these words that I'm speaking to you now are precious, rare, and only for the most humblest soul. My brothers and sisters, it's time to understand, like I said before, your leaders are not the Savior. That they declare false salvation, they can only be obstacles and blinders against your discerning all the Most High declared that you might discern who he is. I told you earlier that the Most High, in the words of the prophets, given Messiah many titles. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who never understood or saw or ever heard the Messiah had titles like, listen to me closely, the Son of Righteousness who arises, Sunrise, Kurdi, Shiloh. They put down Angel from the Rising Sun, Revelation 7:2. It equates, my brothers and sisters, with scripture in Malachi 4:2. Talk about the one that you might discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, between those who are confirmed and sealed true to the Most High and those who are not. Those of the Most High who will preserve, he will preserve because they seek all his will, and those who would not. My brothers and sisters, the scripture calls him King of the East in Revelation 16:12. The one who, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends at a time that the Most High intends to dry up all the rivers. In other words, show you the truth beyond all the varied mindscapes of your leaders. Revelation 16 and 12. Messiah is called the King of the East, my brothers and sisters, that will appear at a place, even a city, my brothers and sisters, considered the great city Babylon or the city of confusion. After which, my brothers and sisters, and unto which all the varied contentions and pretenses of the world are gathered. From that place, my brothers and sisters, where all the varied lies of the whole world. In that place, my brothers and sisters, where all the varied lies and contentions of the whole world are gathered, the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will reprove the whole world. That all your leaders be running forth, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. For the day of his wrath is coming. Who shall be able to stand? Oh, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, who can be able to stand when he appears? Because men have been taught what it says in Malachi? That everyone who does it in his own evil, or let's just say presumptuous, self-righteous way. They've all been taught that this is good in the sight of the Most High and he delights and such. This is total confusion and a blasphemy against the realization the Most High is one. In fact, my brothers and sisters, if men can believe that the Most High has all these multitude of contentions, the Most High sanctions all of these, that we confirm all these aberrant ideas with his name, when he already said in Isaiah 48, he knew that a people that surely would lie, he must refine. If you can believe that all these contradictions, my brothers and sisters, are the work of the one Most High, the work of the Holy Spirit, the work of his testimony, the work of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things unto his people finally being, him and my brothers and sisters, made one, comforted beyond all warfare and contention. If you can believe that these multitude of differences, our brothers and sisters that are among us, are work of the Holy Spirit, our brothers and sisters, that means you cannot believe that the Most High is one. And you have actually, my brothers and sisters, you cannot believe that the Most High is one and true to all his word. And you can believe somehow that he will accept all these varying contentions of man. If you can believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, you've never worshipped the Most High. In fact, my brothers and sisters, you worship all the devils and deviant ideas of man in his fallen state that have defied your knowing him as he is. But every single system of this world in its differences that cannot tell you what the Most High declared from the beginning is eternal, could not tell you what the Most High declared from the beginning he will preserve, cannot tell you what the Most High declared from the beginning is his purpose for mankind, therefore denying you the opportunity to attain the purpose. All of these systems are obstacles against salvation. You're attaining of a soul. Listen to what I mean by that. Many have not understood the idea about the attainment of a soul. Let me tell you something. In the scriptures in the Hebrew, when you understand that word soul, that what it means, the attainment, in the kingdom of a kingdom to come, brothers and sisters, of a physical body that will live. Listen to me what I'm saying to you. They put down the word soul. They don't tell you that in the Hebrew there's various words for, well, let me see if I can explain this. There's words like nephesh. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let me see if I can explain this to you. Gaining your soul means, in the resurrection, having a physical body that will have the opportunity to enjoy, our brothers and sisters, the pleasures of the kingdom that is to come. When the Bible, when they translated that word soul, they have a lot of people thinking that's a spirit. Our brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised his kingdom upon this earth. That's what it means when he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And my brothers and sisters, only those who attain a physical body in which to live in that kingdom will attain it. Abraham was promised the land. I said upon it, not in it. It's time to understand the truth, my brothers and sisters, because the Most High is not going to preserve and call sanction what, my brothers and sisters, has not overcome the flesh. Think about what I'm telling you. He said, if you walk after the flesh, the variant undisciplined ideals of man, if you walk after the flesh, what seems wise to blinded, reprobate, undisciplined, self-righteous flesh. And so often my brothers and sisters refuse to be guided by the higher wisdom of the Spirit. So if everybody walks, think about it, everybody walking after their flesh, do you think that's going to be a covenant with Yah? You think they can be true to Him? You think that is raised to a level of conscience with which, my brothers and sisters, we have oneness with Him? He said, if you walk after the flesh, you will die. But if you walk after, if you subdue the flesh by the Spirit, you will live. He said, His Spirit is given, my brothers and sisters, that the righteousness of Yah, the fullness of what His divine will might be manifest, revealed in us. Living testimony, my brothers and sisters. I regret that most have never understood what the Scripture means when it says, listen to me now, that the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance. The word of life, after which all things are created, from the beginning unto an eternality, John 1 and 1 through 4. That word is from the beginning. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, must be a remembrance of what was the initial divine intent and purpose for all things, and only that which attains to that purpose is an acceptable offering to the Most High. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what has actually happened. Rome murdered those who knew the truth. You want to know what I'm talking about? Please examine the article on my website, hiddengospel.com. The article called Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD, relating what happened after the murder of the saints. From the time, my brothers and sisters, Rome came in, hearing the gospel, despising it, therefore seeking to destroy Jerusalem from which the gospel was centered. Seeking to destroy that place, my brothers and sisters, affirmative from which the gospel might have, let's just say, the people all coming from all the nations to this one place, they all might seek the Most High in oneness. Destroying that place. My brothers and sisters, therefore, halting the concretion that the people had in coming to the feast, that they all be on one accord and maintain a sense of oneness. Well, my brothers and sisters, Rome murdered millions of believers for the next three centuries. Scripture says, after that be a rise of false prophets, meaning false testimony in the church, my brothers and sisters, meaning what you people have called the church today, being worldly, is a total pretense. The church is not supposed to be an institution after this world, nor any of the misconceits in it. So it's not a church. Blessed are they who will be called by the Most High to seek Him fully, seeking no less than all that is His will, that they might be confirmed. I hope you understand this, my brothers and sisters. If you don't, most haven't understood where the word church even comes from. And it means, my brothers and sisters, those who seek the one who exposes all unrighteousness, who reveals a pure, perfect, and invariant light. The church was not called, my brothers and sisters, Christian. That's a pagan term. Christian, Christianity, Christ. Let me tell you something. The pagans used that title as much as a half a millennia before the birth of Yeshua 2,000 years ago. And it related to one, my brothers and sisters, anointed after all the pagan gods of the polytheists to preserve all their variant differences. But there was a title, my brothers and sisters, that was understood for Messiah long before the Greeks even came to be. One called the Kurene, the righteous one, true to faithful, my brothers and sisters, one according to all the Most High declares. The anointed one of one. And Rome could not tolerate the preservation of that premise because it meant all that they had upheld in the polytheist pagan diversitudes was one massive lie. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is called that one called Kurd Eve, according to the prophecies. They wanted to put down in the King James Version Cyrus, but they didn't tell you what that, where that really came from. Check out on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Find out what they didn't tell you, and you will find again the faith. For the Most High told us in advance that these things they, your rulers would not tell. My brothers and sisters, they wouldn't tell these things to you, that they keep you divided in your lack of knowledge. They never taught you the faith. They never taught you peace. They never taught you salvation. They never taught you what could unify mankind after the pure, perfect will the Most High declared from the beginning, and therefore they have not taught you life. But in the very principles of life, my brothers and sisters, there is no contradiction. Therefore, eternality. It's time to discern the reality, my brothers and sisters. Your leaders have been lying to you long enough. I can tell you what I know for a fact, that the Most High with this is not pleased. If he said, and he did, that he will surely bring his people all to one consent, that means, my brothers and sisters, whatever would be an obstacle to that one that's seeking to preserve some man's illusion. My brothers and sisters, don't dare think that the imaginations of man and men petitioning for the preservation of any of these will gain his favor. Numbers 24.
90 seconds.
Do you hear my brothers and sisters? I said Numbers 24. Wow, looks like my time is almost up, but I'm going to try to do what I can to keep some more. Numbers 24 tells us, I repeat, Numbers 24 tells us, 24:14, 17 through 19, if we translate it, if we're time translated prophecy, it said when the Most High raises the one he called the Star of Jacob, one who is to rule over all oppressors. The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, he will destroy whoever seeks to preserve the ways of the city. Meaning, anyone who seeks to preserve any type of illusion against the full manifestation of a people made true to the Most High, he will. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand this. Let me explain this to you rightly, that the point comes across. Most High says he would raise up one in the midst who would tell you what the truth is. And my brothers and sisters said he would subdue all who would be resistant under his hand. And blessed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak, are those who will be willing in the day that he attains to his power. Scripture says, why do the nations, Psalms 2, why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Because your rulers have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. So he says, be wise, O kings, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they who put their trust, the scripture says, in him. Now, brothers and sisters, it's time we understand that men want to call themselves wise after what is not the truth, after traditions the Most High never declared, have not only my brothers and sisters been victimized, but have been made victimizers. You must overcome the lies, my brothers and sisters, that you learn how not to lie, that you learn how not to deceive. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, what it means to overcome the world, what it means to come overcome the lies that have divided it against the one Most High. This you must do. My brothers and sisters, there have been a lot of murderers behind your pulpits. Did you hear me? There have been a lot of murderers behind your pulpits. Nobody has the right to take a life unjustly. But my brothers and sisters, these men have made it their profession to do so. They call themselves churches, my brothers and sisters, need to wake up and understand the slaughterhouses that they are. For if these men, and they have, who call themselves ministers, have sought to hide from the people the truth and compelled them, my brothers and sisters, to believe a pack of lies that only be that they only and that rather than habitations of the Holy Spirit and the habitations of the truth, they remain habitations of lies. My brothers and sisters, these are not ministers, but these abominations, my brothers and sisters, are monsters. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the vibrations of the letters are the same. The question that must be asked, my brothers and sisters, do they seek to heal mankind unto what is from the beginning the pure, perfect will of the Most High? Or do they seek to preserve the afflictions that prevent mankind from discerning what is peace, from discerning what is life? Do they, my brothers and sisters, seek to heal, or do they seek to devour? That, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways the question. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of all these differences have been divine instruction? Your servant and him whose law you obey. And got news for you. So everybody wants to sit back and haul their various standards lawful, but there's only one law that is just. And it is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, the law of the One Most High. Everything else is a robbery against both man and Yah, in denial against what the Most High himself declared. My brothers and sisters, it's time to overcome. And I know that the what's going on right now, as you see in all the newspapers, should be an admonition that we are wise, my brothers and sisters. We discern the serious need. So what goes around comes around. There's serious need, my brothers and sisters, to discern beyond the murderers behind your pulpits. For I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that if men discern that these men who cannot offer you peace with Yah, they can only compel you to blaspheme, disrespect the holy name, that they exalt themselves at divine expense, and at the expense of so many people's souls. My brothers and sisters, if men don't discern the need to seek Yah himself, as if to say that they can equate the Most High with all these differences of man. If men don't discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to transcend all this, my brothers and sisters, who have they preferred to worship? Have they sought the truth for deliverance or the preservation of confusion and misconception? Most High is not the author of this confusion, my brothers and sisters. The wisest of us will realize the need that we must transcend the misconception. Scriptures tell us in the book of Jacob, they called James, that amongst the nations on their multitude of provocations. And he said, our faith and perseverance must bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work. If we don't discern what that is, you must ask him. Remember, the book of Romans says, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. A lot of people call upon his name, but how can they call upon him whose words and ideals they never heard? Shall the leaders just simply leave you to presume you know? Did you hear me? Leave you to presume you know, and then never correct the error? And you believe, my brothers and sisters, they really taught you the word of Yah? If they really taught you faith beyond their complicit confusion? There's a reason why the scripture says faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. It's the same thing as saying your righteousness must exceed the differences of your rulers, who have a law but never had faith that Yah will preserve only what is oneness or seeks fully what is oneness with him. There will be no need, my brothers and sisters, for a command that the scriptures have declared when it says they who wait for her, the one, the righteous one whom the Most High sends, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. There'll be no need, my brothers and sisters, to do that or to make that command that you seek the one who he said would bring you peace, would bring you understanding beyond all your rulers. That would, my brothers and sisters, restore you to the will of one that a mass of rulers only deny. There would be no need for that scripture says they will wait for the Lord to renew their strength. Call him the righteous one who subdues all your rulers. I'm talking about Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4. Who proves all your rulers, who won't tell you that eventuality that proves that they are all ungodly men. The one of whom the scripture says will come forth saying, and the Most High says concerning him, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice. Oh, but must have been among the nations, must have been injustice. He said he'd bring forth justice to the nations, and the isles shall wait for, seek after his law. Does that not tell you, my brother and sister, you must overcome all the false law, the flaw, the misconceits of all the nations to come unto the law of the one Most High? His grace, his gift to those who will believe him is that he reveals his law, that you know by no more be exploited by the false law, the injustice of your robber rulers. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it. What you see today among the churches has been a complicity with so much polytheist contention. Some folks say they keep the Shabbat, the feast of the Most High. But you need to ask my brothers and sisters whether they've kept them holy, whether they kept them true to the Most High's will. You wouldn't see a multitude of denominations among those who even call themselves Hebrew Israelites today if they had been true to one spirit. But I want you to look at what happened, my brothers and sisters, when Rome forced an intrusion into what was called the church, having destroyed, my brothers and sisters, the citadel, Jerusalem, wherein all came from all nations to seek the Spirit of the Most High, they might be of one accord. Rome destroyed Jerusalem. People there, my brothers and sisters, in the diaspora among the nations, left after the influences of the nations. Many of my brothers and sisters never converting fully beyond the false foundations they had among the nations. That we see so many lies after polytheist regimes still exited in our churches today, people still thinking after these, not realize the need to seek an absolute, believing that the Most High somehow, like I said, favors and excuses to preserve a mass of lies, even unto his own kingdom, unto the kingdom of the Most High. Not going to happen. I said not going to happen. Well, I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Look at the institutions that they call churches now. Still, these polytheist thought forms still exist. Among most churches, hey, among the vast majority of them, you still see the Easter, the Christmas, the Sunday, all these customs, my brothers and sisters, are having a pagan origin, worldly and pagan origin. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters, like I told you before. They murdered the church. And what you have now, still being polytheists, men seeking to preserve institutionality, will never tell you that the eventuality must be an end of all lives. Get my point. If the eventuality, and the scriptures declared it is, in order to establish the kingdom, is the end of all lives, if men are all speak with one consent, it means a whole lot of folks that are behind your pulpits right now maintaining, their own particular styles of thrones
will be cast out. He said he would destroy out of the temple of the Most High whoever teaches the ideas of a foreign God. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High never declared any of these partial standards. They're not church. They don't work to eradicate worldly lies. They don't work, my brothers and sisters, that men might become habitations of a pure and perfect truth. My brothers and sisters, they are havens for hell. A lot of folks are getting upset. My brothers and sisters need to be aware that these slaughterhouses were never your hope for heaven. They don't speak the conscience from above. Shemayim, Hebrew word for heaven. It relates on high, the kingdom that is from on high, the conscience that is on high. If they preach a lesser conscience, my brothers and sisters, it do not help you to succeed. They set up fallen standards that if you become satisfied with them, you can only fail. Why didn't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, about the one the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 49, saying he would come, saying, and believe me, my brothers and sisters, they've taught some of the biggest lies that hide the greatest truth, so you don't discern the truth of this scripture. Scripture said he would come in the latter days saying, what? Listen to me, keep silent before me, O ye isles. For there's no peace to the lawless, no peace after any lesser concept of a law. No peace to the wicked. Wickedness, my brothers and sisters, any time man seeks to deny all that is divine law. It is evil, it is deviant, it is divisive. He said, therefore, listen to me, O ye isles, talking to me, O ye nation. The Most High is calling from the what? Womb, from the body of my mother. Someone born in the latter day. From the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, he's called me by name unto my purpose. In fact, Scripture says the Most High has avowed him unto divine purpose. Scripture says to reveal his glory, what is honorable before the Most High, equitable, acceptable before the Most High. Made my mouth like a sharp sword. Oh, he says the sharp sword is the perfect word of Yah. To discern, my brothers and sisters, whether men will seek the fullness of divine will or not. He said to bring his people back to him. Bring the people of the Most High back, my brothers and sisters, from every then partial, polluted standard that is, my brothers and sisters, the false oaths that men have given themselves over to among the nations. That he might restore a nation true unto the Most High, even declare that light, that invariant truth, that pure perfect will, and acknowledgement of divine purpose, as salvation, as peace, as one consent, one understanding, and an agreement, a covenant, my brothers and sisters, to all the nations. Abraham was called the father of faith. Trust beyond all the nations, my brothers and sisters, that all nations might be blessed, healed, reconciled after the will of one to become one. If they didn't teach you the principles of this salvation, well, the scriptures even tell you the very name of the Savior as he came 2,000 years ago, means he will deliver his people from their sins. Deliver them from all that divides them. It is transgression, my brothers and sisters, any time we are not of one accord. And the scripture says we must come together to reason together as one in him. If we prove that we are humble beyond all misconceit in his tutelage to do so, it said we will eat of the good of the land. But it said if not, my brothers and sisters, we'd be delivered to the sword. I remember my brothers and sisters be cut off from among the people. Never to know Yah as he is, because believe me, no man can know the Most High as he is without his direct tutelage. The empowerment of the mind that can come only by a spirit. He said the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. No mind one man teaches himself unto the individual conscience of the one Most High. Woe to them, my brothers and sisters, whoever he is that strives with his maker. For he decides, my brothers and sisters, whether men will have discretion or not, whether they will have light or remain in darkness. Blessed they will understand, my brothers and sisters, who it is the Most High said he would send, that beyond every crooked path, they will discern straightway, my brothers and sisters, a path that attains the goal. I'm telling you now on my website, hiddengospel.com, the articles like Early Church Origins, you'll see listed in the chat and the rotation of pics, if you will, pictures that are in the intro screens to the show. Articles like Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation, Great Tribulation, 70-365 AD. Articles like Remember the Promise, The Gospel of Shiloh. I promise, my brothers and sisters, there are truths contained therein that unlock many mysteries. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have taken the scriptures completely out of context that you do not discern your way back to the path that is right. But my brothers and sisters, I promise you that on that website, and in so much, my brothers and sisters, you will find that we speak tonight and that in the archives of this show are so many ways, my brothers and sisters, that the doors that have been locked before you might be opened. You need the capacity, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond the illusions, beyond the veil of unrighteousness that have blinded and kept imprisoned all the nations. You need that word from on high to be able to see, my brothers and sisters, beyond the maze of illusions that men have established to act as obstacles against your discretion and ever attaining the goal. There's a reason why Messiah said, the Spirit of the Most High is upon me. Capacity to discern from a higher place. The Spirit of the Most High is upon me. To preach good tidings. The whole word. The perspectives that men, like I said, walking along those crooked paths, have not perceived. I want you to think about the nature of a crooked and winding path. A straight path, my brothers and sisters, you can see from one place where you are, fully to the goal, straight and level. But a crooked path, my brothers and sisters. Hey, if you ever driven down a crooked and winding road, you know you have to be very careful because you never know what's coming around the corner. And unless you're very cautious, my brothers and sisters, you'll never make it to your goal. Scripture says the Most High will send one before whom he made the crooked places straight, to show his people the way in which they are to go. The way prescribed, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, from the very beginning. And the scripture says that unless we remember this ancient path, we're continually counted transgressors. We're living in a time, my brothers and sisters, in which the Most High has grown intolerant of man continuing to lie against him, trusting every manner of misrepresentation against him. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High can show us how, certainly within his power, to show us beyond the illusion of what he has chosen to do. It is since the multitude of man's varying ideas have led to so much instability. Man, each one seeking his selfish ambition to establish himself or for himself a throne rather than recognizing that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell therein. denying a king, the Most High declared, unto the fullness of divine honor and glory. Most High said that mankind, my brothers and sisters, is promised one the Most High calls the heir of righteousness. One who discerns the secret things, my brothers and sisters, that have for a long time been hidden from mankind. Scripture says that one, my brothers and sisters, reveal all that has been hid. Show man beyond all the mass hypocrisy. Like I said, your leaders have claimed to teach you what is necessary and sufficient, but they didn't tell you the eventuality you should look for. My brothers and sisters, they left you blind. They misled you vastly. Most High said that that one too is the fountain of living waters. But in fact, my brothers and sisters, from year to year, receiving, if you will, updates from the Most High. That's what it really comes down to. A man, in the ultimate eventuation, becomes fully what the Most High is pleased with. He said that from year to year, feast to feast, if you will, you receive, in fact, updates from the Most High. All must come to Jerusalem. Families, some as representative of all the families of the earth, must come to Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, to hear that all, once made on one accord, should remain so. Scripture says, whatever people, my brothers and sisters, will not come to worship the king, or to revere and hear the word of the king, the one anointed, my brothers and sisters, declare the way of peace. Scripture relates all manner of plague upon that nation. Most High said he will establish a king. And he would establish that king with a word. The Most High himself has said, must come to rule, even unto his righteousness and glory over all the nations. By no means, my brothers and sisters, does that mean that these kings will remain upon their thrones. You look in the book of Enoch, it says he will hurl them from them because they would not give reverence to the Most High. Why aren't they teach you these things, my brothers and sisters? Because if you discern them, you would know that you need to exceed them. And the only capacity to do that, my brothers and sisters, as you might be found worthy to be taught, is by faithful obedience to the Most High to prove that if he declares to you a word, you would obey it. This, my brothers and sisters, the men have been flattered not to discern the need to fully in all things do. So Messiah, my brothers and sisters, must come to bring and show forth, my brothers and sisters, unto mankind, kind of diligence and respect under which the Most High is due. Your leaders have flattered you, my brothers and sisters. Told you everything, so you should be satisfied even. And let me tell you something. What a man becomes satisfied with is a God to him. He becomes satisfied to believe, obey, and even defend. Though it be unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters, is a God to him. Like I said, a lot of folks look at these variant institutions to be flattered, to have a sense of identity. But my brothers and sisters, it's the wrong one. It's time to understand. When the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, it means, my brothers and sisters, unto his name, all my brothers and sisters must give due honor and glory. It says the leaders in Isaiah 26, well, people have to admit what has happened with regard to their subjugation for a long time under them. Isaiah 26, particularly around the 12th and 13th verse, those who are humble and redeemed and come to redemption because they're willing to humble themselves to seek the Most High and admit that they've been deceived, will say that other lords have once had dominion over us. But now, before the presence of the Most of Messiah, they will say, but now, by thee, and thee only, will we make a vow unto thy name. He says, you should not take his name in vain. You should not swear by his name unto the misservice of another, saying that your leaders have used the name of the Most High to keep you falling after vanity, far short of what the Most High calls worthy. He said he would not count blameless the man who's done this. Those deceived who maintain obstacles against fruition and divine will. My brother and sister, he said he would not collect such. For like my brothers and sisters, whether they be Jew or Gentile, they are like Moab and Edom. From both Moab and Edom, my brothers and sisters, when Israel came out of Egypt, sought to act as an obstacle against a people becoming fully what they must be to establish a holy kingdom unto Yah. It's time we discern the truth, because the truth is what it is. He said, the wicked are the scepter of your rulers. Wicked, therefore, my brother and sister, is your leader's misadministrations. I'm talking about Isaiah 14 and 5. It's time to discern beyond
90 seconds
in this precious time. The murderers behind the pulpits. It's time to discern your ministers who have made it their job to afflict and exploit the masses, to devour every soul, my brothers and sisters, that will not become wise enough to discern, to awaken beyond them. Like I said, look at the letter.
60 seconds.
Your ministers have not been healers, but monsters. They have not been saviors, but slaughterers. What else, my brothers and sisters, shall we call them? But devils. Because the institutions they've established and captured the minds of men in, far from the gospel, but not the church. It's not that institution the Most High declared that speaks no lies, does no iniquity, that he said he would defend. Think about it. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Ed and Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and under
Second.
His praise always, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. Happy Shabbat. Hallelujah! I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.